您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。Podcast 用户可以搜索“圆桌会议”。Don't lie is what Chinese parents regard as a golden rule that should be taught to their children from when they were very young, but lying is.Or seems to be a main weapon used by themselves. Compared to Chinese parents, American parents seem to be more honest before their kids, according to relevant data. 不准撒谎是绝大部分中国父母对于孩子的要求，但是谎言却是他们自己在教育孩子过程中常用手段之一。相对于中国父母而言，有研究显示，美国的父母在对待说谎的态度上显得更加谨慎。So do you think that it is right in saying that Chinese parents seem to employing lying as a strategy more often?
Well, if we look at lying in a broader sense, then it seems like American parents versus Chinese parents don't seem all that different, because 84% of the American parents and 98% of the Chinese parents admit to some sort of lie to their kids when they try to make them obey parents' orders. And when it comes to more like threatening type of lies,Maybe Chinese parents tend to use that tactic a little bit more often.
Yeah, I noticed that. Let's look at the data. 78% of Chinese parents might say, I will leave you alone here if you don't obey me. American parents, only 67% would say that.
Only?
There was another thing about Chinese parents like to scare their kids by saying they'll be abducted by a stranger. 67% of Chinese parents said they did that.Only 17% of American parents. I think what we have here is very interesting. Mm-hmm. We have the difference between the Chinese society and American society in an understanding of psychology. And, you know, it's extremely damaging to tell a child that they'll be abducted by somebody or they'll be abandoned. This can have long-term repercussions on the child's mental state. And I think thatPsychology is not as popular, it's not as ingrained in the culture here in China as it has been in the West for over 100 years. And I think there's less of an understanding here about the damage that you can do to a child by making these kinds of threats.
Yeah, but I think the part that, you know, threatening their kids that they might be left behind, that seems to be the common tactic used by both parents from both countries. But when it comes to an even more specific one that you might be, you know, abducted, that's only been used by more Chinese parents. And I think it's very problematic.
It's an extremely damaging thing to say to a child. You will be abducted by a stranger.
But I think
absolutely terrifying.
One of the reasons for saying that is actually there are reports of children being abducted. And then so it sort of becomes a sad reality that parents would naturally think that if the kids don't follow my order, then they will be abducted. It's not like they're trying to scare their kids. They're just trying to tell them what the worst could be.
Well, here's another one. 60% of Chinese parents might threaten their children by saying, you will not grow tall if you don't eat.
Aww.
60% of Chinese...Only 10% of American parents would say that.
Well, here, can I just say one thing? What Xiaohua said earlier doesn't...
That's a terrifying thing to say to a child.
Eat or abduct?
No, abduction. Both of them.
Okay, abduction doesn't seem to be too much of a lie. It sounds like these parents are trying to get their children alert to the worst case scenario. And when it comes to if you don't eat and then you won't grow tall...Is that a lie? I think I find it very blurry, the line between a lie and reality.
I'm surprised that you have said that because, you know, it's just simply not true. You know, I suppose if they don't eat, they'll die, won't they? So then they'll not grow tall.
Maybe the parents...
Technically, you're right, Hannah.
Yeah.
I have to agree with you, I'm afraid.
Let's be realistic here.
Maybe the parents are just not studying their science well enough when they were in school, so they did not realize that it was not true. But I think it's actually an interesting cultural difference here involved in terms of eating and not eating. Because I think American parents or parents in the West...They wouldn't care that much whether their children eat or whether they eat enough. But Chinese parents, especially grandparents, seem to care so much about how much they eat. You know, are they eating enough meat? Are they eating enough vegetables?
Yeah.
And will they grow up healthy or not? It's a sign of overdoting on that.
I just think it would be better to give a positive message. Instead of threatening them with leaving them behind, say, look, when we get home, we can do this. something that you like doing. Or, you know, use more carrot and less stick,
yeah.
I think, in child psychology.
I think sometimes it's just blatant laziness from parents because they don't think kids would understand or they don't bother explaining the reasoning behind certain statements and just use a lie when it's just laziness.
Yeah, and I agree for someone who just used the abduction excuse on my child for her to hold my hand.
Oh, no!
I'm lazy. I assume that responsibility.
But there is some truth in that one, as we established.
Yeah, that's true. And that's all the time we have on Roundtable.